वास्मि तवै वास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय माम चरणांतिके। राज प्रभु हैज नॉट कम एज एक्सप्लेनिंग द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्ण इन बॉयहुड। In my last days in New Braja, I was going to explain Damodar Leela of Krishna. These are not like stories and mythologies, but if we will hear the pastimes of Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam, then Ajit Krishna, who is never conquered, he will be controlled easily. And Shraddha, Bhakti, Shraddha, Sadhan Bhakti, Bhav Bhakti and Prema Bhakti will be gradually developed. All the siddhants, all the eternal established truth are in these pastimes. So anyone not doing anything but hearing the pastimes of Krishna from superior Vaishnava, then nothing to try to gain established truths like what is Maya, how you came to this world, why you are having all kinds of miseries, troubles, and what is Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Prem Tattva, Maya Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, everything. We can know by that. And Krishna will also be controlled by that. By hearing the pastimes, he will come in our heart from our ears. And forever he will be here. But only knowing Tattva, Krishna Tattva, that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the master of Srishti, Sthiti, Pralaya, everything. He is supreme, powerful. He cannot do anything in a moment. He can ruin whole world at a moment, and in the next moment he will again do it. So, this knowing will not do you. He will not be controlled by this. Even we can fall, knowing all these things, Krishna Tattva and everything. But you are not hearing the pastimes, sweet pastimes of Krishna. Only hearing of Tattva Gyan, established truth, will not help you so much. We should know it, but it will not help. There are so many examples. So, knowing all these things from Brahma, Narada Rishi, Vyasadeva compiled Srimad Bhagavatam from his Samadhi. And this is when the all words are Samadhi words. By hearing this, easily Sadhan Bhakti will come, then Bhav Bhakti will come, and Prem Bhakti will come. And we will realize all the thoughts very easily. And at last we will know Prem Tattva, and by Prem Tattva Krishna will be controlled. So this is the easiest way. Also by this we can have some greed to serve Krishna in that way. Up till now, since from first canto to ninth canto, there was prominency of Tattva Gyan. No? But now, Sukadeva Goswami is telling only the pastimes of Krishna here. And he told that those who are not hearing, they are atmaghati, pasughati, killing self and killing others also. So we must hear, those who want Krishna prem, they must hear all the pastimes. Parikshit Maharaj only heard the pastimes of Krishna. And what he became? What was the result? He put his fates on the head of death. Brahmasa that knows death. He is going to Golok Vrindavan. And he has the same mood as gopis. And he told, hearing Srimad Bhagavat to her mother, his mother, "Oh mother, don't sigh. He is your father, like father-in-law, Krishna. Father-in-law, like? But don't think like that. You should think your beloved, like gopis." This hidden Siddhant he told to her mother, advised. So, he came in that rush. Sanatana Goswami has established this in Brihat Bhagavatamrita. So, by hearing, this greed will surely come. Examples we can set from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Now we are quietly observed in pastimes of Krishna. In Australia I told only pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I was quietly observed. This is my fault, that when I began to explain anything, I quietly observed in that I don't remember anything. So now we are going to explain Krishna pastimes. I told so many stories, sweet stories of Krishna, and they have all good Siddhant behind them. Like when he was a very small child, after Putana giving her as a mother moat, Krishna was playing in the laps of Mother Yashoda, and he was taking milk from her breast. In the meantime, Yashoda saw that boy was taking yawn. She at once saw whole world, Brahma Shankar, many worlds, Bhurbhuva Saha Mahajana Tapa Satya Tal Talatal Patal Tal Rasatal Birja, beyond Birja, Brahmalok, Vaikunthalok, all Lok Sisha. And she also saw that She is in Braja with Ananda and all. And Krishna is sitting in my lap. He is taking my milk. He also saw. So many things he saw. She feared. And he shut up, closed her eyes and began to do like this. What I am seeing, what I have seen, it was merely a dream, a true things, what it was. So that I am okay, I am not in sleep, then I am seeing true. And he at once saw that there was no world, nothing. Simply Krishna was in his lap and she is giving milk to Krishna. She began to think, what was that? Merely my dream, my kalpana, imagination, or it came from any ghost or from demigods. What it was? He took some water and gave to her. And she saw that I am okay, I am not sleeping. Then he told it to Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba became worried. He called so many Brahmins, very qualified, knowing past, present and future. They came and they became worried and told that, we will subside this. But we will have to do yajna and you will have to pay so much dakshina. Nanda Baba and Yashoda were pleased to give so much dakshina to them. So much cows and everything. Then Gargacharya Sandinla Rishi, he told that bring some cow dung. What? Urine and both. Broth thing. And he mixed and make it like liquid. And he told that bring a black cow. A black cow was brought there. And he gave the tail airs in that liquid and he began to do like this. Lalate Keshavam Raksheta Narayanam Rakshet Udare Madhavam Rakshantu. Here. And then here Govinda and all 12 months here. And he told that, now I am satisfied, no danger for Krishna. What is this Siddhanta here? What is? We see that when Ramchandra took birth, he was 400. And seeing this, she thought that, my Lord has come, Narayan has come, because he is 400. So, curved hairs, beautiful color, and she began to pray so many stutis, so many stava, like God, Himself God. Also, we have seen Devaki and Vasudeva. In Mathura, in the jail of Kans, when Krishna appeared, they saw that he is 400. Shankh Chakra Gada Padma was there in their hand, in Krishna's hand. And so, golden necklace, and so many ornaments were there. And he was about the age of 16, very young. She thought easily that Nanda, Vasudeva and Devaki. This is not a child, ordinary child. He is himself Narayan. And they began to do so many. Stavane Stuti. And Krishna also, in that shape, told that, I am Narayan. I have come here to give you what I have given, benediction to you, to fulfill that. You don't remember, I remember that in past your birth, you were Kashyap and Aditi, and you wanted a son like me. But I saw that none is equal to me, so I became your son. So I am same. I have come to establish Yuga Dharma and to help Artha and also to fulfill, to save demigods from Kansa and all others. So we see that Vasudeva and Devaki also began to pray. But here Yashoda Devi, seeing everything in his mouth, he never did anything. Never thought that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjun, being the friend of Krishna, when he saw the universal form of Krishna, that all worlds, all are going in the mouth of Krishna, and all are dead. Bhisham, Pitamah, Drona, Karana, Duryodhan, all are dead. And he saw so many things, very furious. And he began to do stav and stuti. I am now feared. What I have told you, my friend, telling this is offense for you. You are not my friend. I have told you to take my chariot in the middle of both armies. I have done this wrong. You are not my sarathi. You are not my servant. I married your sister. Oh, how dangerous, how offensive these things. I am not qualified for all these things. Prabhu, save me, save me. I will never tell you my friend, my brother-in-law, or never I will joke with you, criticize you, and don't behave like this. So excuse me, I have done so much wrong. You are himself God, Supreme Personality of God. Please take this shape, universal shape, and become as we were in Krishna shape. Krishna smiled and became like that. So we see that they felt that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Yashoda never. Even he took mountain in his hand, in this finger, he never thought that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead or even Goddess or even anything. She only understood that we have worshipped Narayan so long, and that is why he is merciful, and he has hanged this mountain. Krishna has nothing to do with it. No weight. All weight has gone to Narayan. And all the boys were thinking that we have given these lathis here, so Krishna has nothing to do. We have hanged the mountain. So they never thought that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Where this comes, this mood, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Madhurya goes away. And by that prem, covered with opulence, Aishwarya, Krishna cannot be controlled. Never. Anyone cannot love Krishna in that mood. Then like Bhisham Pitamah, he thought that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is transcendental. His body is transcendental. His tongue is transcendental. His hands and everything is transcendental. If I am shooting him, it will not touch the body of Krishna. So, he used to do, shoot Krishna. And seeing this, Arjuna was so unhappy. Oh, now he is Nirvishesh body. He thinks that no injury will be done. And he is pinching Krishna's heart. Blood is coming. Only to save me. Why I am not dying? And on another hand, Shushka Gyani, Bhisham Pitama, he was only doing Varnasham Dharma. That anyone who will come to fight me, I will fight with him. This is Varnasham Dharma. This is the dharma of Kshatriya. So he was following this thing. It was for him. But he was not Premi Bhakta. That is why he was doing so. Because he knows that Krishna is transcendental always. No appetite, no calamity, no suffering, no use of drinking anything. He is above all. That is why he was shooting Krishna. Pandavas are not like this. More premi. They were not Shushka Gyani. But yet, their love and affection was somewhat it was mixture of prem plus aishwarya affluence. So Krishna cannot be controlled by that. But here, Yashoda, Krishna may show so much affluence. He can take mountain, lakhs and lakhs Himalayas he can take here. But Yashoda is nothing to tell. He will be worried that, oh, my son should not be smashed. How to save Krishna? So this is called Madhur Bhav. In Sakha, Dasya, Sakha, Vasalya and Madhuras. Especially in Gopi's book, they will criticize Krishna. They will tell Krishna to apologize. You have done wrong. You can take the chhatra. Chhatra means umbrella of Srimati Radhika. You should treat Radhika as your what? Emperor. Like this. They don't fear. They may take their remnants and give to Krishna. No harm. No harm there. So here Yashoda, we are seeing in Vatsalya Ras. Always knowing Krishna to his child. So weak that he cannot
change his side.
If any mosquito is cutting, Krishna will weep, but he cannot do anything. Yashoda will come and he will do anything. So he are seeing all these things. In mouth of Krishna she saw everything, but not like Devaki, Kausalya, Arjuna, feeling so much affluence for Krishna. Only a very little child. No intelligence, no power, nothing. If anyone thinks like this, Laukik Saddhu Bandhuvat. What is the meaning of Laukik Saddhu Bandhuvat?
Friend, just like human relation, human
friendly.
Then Krishna will be served like Brijavasi. Otherwise not. So here says that if we have any sangha of any sadhu like this, like Yashoda, in the line of Yashoda, like in the line of Subal Siddham, Madhumangal, or in the line of gopis, thinking Krishna is powerless. Like a child here, Yashoda is thinking. Then we can serve Krishna. But when we will see that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has no appetite, he has no thirst, he has nothing, then how you can serve? So, if you have some sangajadi association of sadhu like this, sadhu like Rup Sanatan, Raghunath Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, then we can know all these things by this Harikatha, by the pastimes of Krishna. By hearing these things, a mood will come like this. We are friends of Krishna. We are father and mother of Krishna. We are beloved of Krishna. And by this mood only can one can go to Braja. Not by Tattva Gyan, Brahma Tattva Gyan or anything. He cannot go. He may go only to Vaikunth, not crossing that. After that, one day, Krishna was playing in Brahmand Ghat near Gokul, very nearer, with so many boys, quite naked. They were a boy of only 2½. All were playing. Like a child, some child like to take earth. I also used to do. In a hidden way, I used to take some dust, earth, and I used to take. Especially the earth taken by Valmiki. अरे बाल्मीकि जी पोका गुली वो जे खाए ना आता पर घर बनाए यू नो व्हेन बाल्मीकि वाज डूइंग एस्टोरिटीज सम इंसेक्ट केम एंड दे टू मेक अर्थ एंट हिल द अर्थ ऑफ एंट हिल सम टेस्टफुल So Krishna was accustomed to take sometimes this earth. This is the nature of boys. But by this, some stomach problem comes. the eyes becomes pillow. Jaundice. Because stomach upsets, some worm, hookworms or anything comes in. They took some earth at Brahmand Ghat. Siddham saw, Madhumangal saw, oh, Krishna is taking some earth. They told in the ears of Baldev Prabhu. Baldev Dadu Bhaiya, Krishna is taking some earth. He told to Krishna, why you are doing so? He told, I am never took. Boys are telling. Oh, I defeated them, so they are now angry. And that is why they are telling so. That my mother will hear and he will control me. He will give slaps and chastise. Baldev Prabhu told that, I want to see your mouth. But Krishna was not showing. Why I should show you? I have not taken. So one of the boys, Subal, went running to Yashoda and told that your Lala has taken mitti, earth. Yashoda went there and he told that, have you taken earth? No, mother, I have not taken. He flatly replied, you are telling lie. Mother, I never tell lie. Have you seen that I am telling ever lie? Oh, I have seen you so many times. Stealing butter, and you tell that I have not taken so many times. So you speak lie. Mother, I have not taken, I am telling, but I want to see your mouth. Otherwise you can see. Then he took his fingers and did like this. Very little mouth of Krishna. But he saw again that thing. Whole world is there. Brahma, Vishnu. Not only one, but lakhs and lakhs of Brahma, lakhs of sea. Mahavishnu, all were there. Everything was there. Then eyes, and then thinking, what is this? Again he called Nand Baba and told to his priests and all others, and they came and they took so much dakshina from Nand Baba and they did fire jagya, fire sacrifice and everything to subside this
influence of the
goddess. Here we can say that Krishna was telling lie, that I have not taken birth. What is the fact? What is the fact? Really, Krishna told false or not? We are saying that Krishna actually told lie. He took earth and he is telling that I am not taken. What is the fact? And we will see that everything of Krishna is transcendental. Vrindavan Bhumi, Chintamani. Chintamani, that is slow. Bhumi Chintamani, Toyam Amritam, Kathaganam, Natam Gamanam Api. Everything is transcendental. In Braja, no earth. Then how, from where he, Krishna can take earth? You can imagine. If in Vrindavan everything is Chintamani, more valuable, transcendental. Once there was a guru and shishya. Once he used to live in a village, a small village. And villagers were so much honoring to Gurudev and disciple. Don't close your eyes. Sit smartly. Otherwise Maya will come and take you in your... It's a trap. Don't sit like this, like this, like this. You are brahmachari, you should sit tight. You are not old, otherwise I will give you pillow and everything. So, Gurudev went any day from his cottage, anywhere else, in another village. And one disciple was there. A snake bite any villager's son. They were very worried for this, and he was dead. They took the body of dead son and crying bitterly, weeping. They went to the hut of their Gurudev, thinking that Gurudev is Siddha Yogi. Siddha Yogi, you know? And then we will go with what? He will do anything that he will be alive again. But they think that Guru is not there. The disciple told that he has gone anywhere else. Then they became hopeless. They told to the disciple that you are the disciple of that Siddha Yogi. So you should help me. My son is dead by biting of snake. You should help us that this my boy should be saved. He told that I don't know anything about this. My guru is Siddha, but I am not Siddha. But we honor you and trust you, believe you. You should do anything. Then he was thinking what to do. At last he brought a slate, you know, and chalk.
Blackboard and chalk.
Blackboard and chalk. And he gave water. He wrote only Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And he washed with any water. And again he washed the water, wrote and again washed, and again wrote, again washed, 3 times, and it gave to that boy. When this water was given in the mouth of that boy, the boy at once he gained knowledge, and he said, "Where I am? Where I am?" All were back in, very happy. Being happy, they went to their homes. Next day, his Gurudev came. And when they knew that Gurudev has come, they all came there and were glorifying that your disciple is so high, like you. He asked that what he did. They told all the story that he wrote 3 times Hare Krishna and he gave that water to that child and this child was at once saved. Then he called his disciple. You are not fit for or qualified for living with me. At once go away anywhere you like. I don't like a disciple like you. All the Bhajavas wondered why he is telling. They began to pray that you should keep this disciple. He is very qualified. No. I cannot hear anything. At once he should go. Anyhow, he told that I will keep you, but take this stone I am giving and sell it to anywhere. But don't sell. You should try to sell it. You should ask the value they wanted to give. Understand? He took that stone and went to market and he went to Sabjiwala. Sabjiwala, you know? He saw that this stone was very white and round. He told that I can give some vegetable.
One
kilo, anything. Oh, I was thinking that no value, but he is giving some value. Again he went to any shop of goldsmith. Can you take this? Yes. He saw that. And he took it any black stone. And he saw that, oh, very good one. He told that I can give it $1 lakh. Oh, $1 lakh. He went running to Gurudev and told that you should sell at once. I think this is the highest price. He told, foolish boy, go to the king and try the well. He went there. He told the king that my Gurudev wants to sell. What will be the price of this stone? He called so many
jewelers,
not Parakhi. Those who know what kind of jewel is this and what will be the price. He called all very qualified. They came and they decided that king has no wealth for the value of this stone. It is a touchstone. It can make all irons into gold. Again, he told that you can give your whole kingdom and you can take. But it is not equal value. But yet you can take. Again, the disciple went to his Gurudev. Gurudev, are a whole kingdom you are having. Why to keep this? Give up this and we'll sit on the throne and we will control whole world. Called a foolish. Again, foolish. This is not more than touch a stone. It is Chintamani. Chintamani also cannot give Krishna prem. She can give so many Chintamani. Anything else you want, but not Krishna prem. Transcendental things he cannot give. But this is for more than that. And lakhs times more is superior Krishna name what you wrote and washed 3 times. It was only 1 time it was sufficient. Not only 1 time also. Only Hare and 1 time washing Hare. It was sufficient for that. Only Namabhas was sufficient for this. Suddhanam, pure Nam is not sufficient. Not. So you have misused. I gave you transcendental Krishnam, but you could not understand. So I am telling that you should go away. Then he took his lotus feet and began to pray. Gurudev now told, I have realized these things. We are not all realizing the glories of Hari name. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give. If we know that name is so powerful, like Krishna, then why to have so many problems? We have so many problems. So many requirements, worldly desires. Can Krishna cannot fulfill? He can fulfill. Like Dhruva he has fulfilled. Like others who has fulfilled. But even a very low class of Vishwas, Shraddha, we have not in Krishna. That is where we are bewildering here, there. We are chanting Hari name. But not with taste, because we have no faith. If you know that Krishna is himself, Radha is himself Hare, Krishna is Krishna, Nanda Nandan, his supreme personality of Godhead, more than this he is, then why to cry? Why to fear from death, old age? Worry for making money? Sanatana Goswami play was there in New Braja. Sanatana Goswami had nothing to do with Chintamani, but we are so much worried. What will be tomorrow? Where we will live? There are so many problems. What problems? That Krishna cannot solve? Is there any problem? That it means that you have not been initiated by your Gurudev. Truly he has cheated something. Because we are not qualified. So we should think about this. So, he is telling that, my boy, foolish boy, you never realize the glory of Krishna, power of Krishna name. Krishna can do anything, he can control Krishna and Srimati Radhika. So don't worry for worldly desire and all these things. Krishna will do everything. And he will give Krishna prem by which he can be controlled, like Yashoda controlled. These are the teachings of Vishwarupa Darshan or taking earth. There is nothing earth in Vrindavan. How Krishna is there? So Krishna has told true. And he wanted to show her mother, his mother, that what I am telling, it is true to extent. Now you realize this thing, and how beautiful instructions are in this. Little, Tattva Gyan cannot give these things. Never. But we want to hear all these things from the mouth of Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, or their lines, any Vaishnava. Then we can realize all these things. Panchas minute hoye gaye. Then any? Now you can go. All. All Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. 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 Jai Jai Radha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. कुंज बिहारी himself Krishna. But I think that himself not Krishna, but something more. And what's it? What something more? Krishna himself, supreme personality of Godhead, and Akhil Rasamrit Sindhu, but mixed with Srimati Radhika Mahabhava Sarupa. So now, so powerful. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to this world and is sprinkled here his mercies, then anyone of this world could not have known that who is Krishna. What is Vrindavan? Who is Srimati Radhika? Who are Gop Gopis? Never one can know it. But he is so merciful. Parama Karun, Chaitanya Charitamrit, it has been written, Rasik Shekhar Krishna Parama Karun. He is Parama Karun. But
Supreme Merciful.
And Rasik Shekhar, he is ocean himself, ocean of Rash himself, and also Rasika, tester of all nectars, both things. He is himself knowledge and he is himself enjoyer. Everything he is. All the things in Krishna, even opposites modes can be easily will seen in Krishna. Like Mogdhata and all knowing. Sarvagyata. What is Mogdhata? That he is like a child, he knows nothing. And in the same time he is Sarvagya. All knowing. In the same time, any man, goddess, or anyone, even in those who are incarnations of Krishna, infestations of Krishna, they cannot. Both qualities. But in Krishna, all the opposite thing can be there. Sarvagyata also. And Mukta also. knowing nothing, and at the same time knowing everything. He is powerless and he is
all-powerful.
He has all powers. He has no practical, this material body, and he hears, runs, takes everything by transcendental senses and body. He has no attachment, but he has so attachment for gopis and his dear friends and devotees. He never tells lie, but he always tells lie for in Braja. Everything is in Krishna. So Krishna came mercifully to this world to let the world know that who is Krishna in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not in this world, you could not have realized or heard of Vishuddha Prem. What is Shuddha Prem? What is pure Prem? Braj Prem. All Prem is Braja, or pure Prem. If I am distributing some books, we are doing Vaidhi Bhakti. If he will not do, then we will have to go to hell. Controlled by regulated bhakti. We are doing some regulated bhakti. What is regulative bhakti? We know that it is good to serve Krishna, but we are not serving by love and affection, not spontaneously. Then it is called Vaidhi Bhakti. But Vaidhi Bhakti, by Vaidhi Bhakti, doing lakhs and lakhs births, Krishna cannot be controlled. Never. So we'll have to, what? Develop our Krishna Bhakti, regulative Bhakti to?
Spontaneous devotion.
And Rupa Goswami has told it. This is the sum and substance. And Swamiji had also told. We have explained how in New Braja, everything. Very vividly, clearly we have shown. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not coming 500 years before, then what happened? All will be, माने हम लोग सभी उसी में रहने के लिए बाध्य होते. We were bound to be in regulative bhakti. And by regulative bhakti, Ram, Krishna, Nrisimhadev, Mahavishnu, thinking like same. Tattvatah they are same, it is all right. But rasagata, but by mood of rasa, Krishna, Ram, Nrisimha, Kalki are not same. So far difference. And to show, Srimad Bhagavat is there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Why he came? Let world know, world, all know that who is Krishna, who is Srimati Radhika, where gopis, what is pure love and affection. We are thinking that by doing regulative bhakti, but actually we are not following regulative bhakti also. When there will be so many desires, worldly desires to taste, no regulative bhakti yet there. No regulative bhakti. Then our bhakti will be fair. Inka karma mishra, gyan mishra. Prominency of karma and prominency of gyan and all this. These are not called pure bhakti. Not even bhakti. These are called Arup Siddha, Sarup, Arup Siddha, Sang Siddha and all. On time, we will explain all these things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this thing, and all acharyas in his line to give a spontaneous, pure bhakti. So they made Bhaktirya Swami Sindhu. All books they have done, and we will have to follow. And that is why Swamiji also explained, translated Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhaktirya Swami Sindhu. If he was there now, he had done Bhaktirya Swami Sindhu, Ujvalin, and other books also, compiled by our Goswamis. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to give this. Those who are in line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have not come to only for regulative bhakti. But in beginning, we'll have to take it. But those who have impression, past impressions, and also newly up, they should not be drugged. Okay? Forcibly, that you will have to be like us. So, you should hear all these things and try to develop your regulative bhakti in true sense. Following this shloka, Annabhilashita sunyam jnana karma adi anabhritam anukillena krishnanusilanam bhakti uttama. Only one thing I am explaining here, that in Srimad Bhagavatam this shloka has been explained everywhere. From 1 canto to 9th, it has explained a mixture of bhakti. Like Dhruva has some Sakama bhakti, desire. Worldly desires. Not pure bhakti. He has some anyabhilashita, and his bhakti was covered with jnana, karma, yoga, tapas, and all this. He adopted what? Yoga, dhyan yoga, Dhruva. Not taking anything, but not chanting, remembering the glories of Krishna very, very easily. He did not adopt. So his bhakti was not pure. So anyabhilashita was there, jnana karma was there. What about Prahlad Maharaj? He has no worldly desire at all. No anyabhilash. But his bhakti was covered with somewhat affluence, that is jnana mishra bhakti, jnana bhakti. He was of jnana bhakti. But don't think that it was impersonal jnana that he will mix in Krishna. No. His bhakti, he knew that Krishna has shape. He has so many attributes, qualities, and we will have to serve him. So he was bhakta, but covered with this opulence that he is himself God. He has no appetite, nothing to serve him. That is his. In Chitraketu, what is there? No jnana, no karma, nothing. But some thing is there. He has no ambition to serve like gopis or all these things. But Chitraketu Maharaj had that thing. They are in this world like sadhak, all. Now Vyasadeva is taking us, or Sukhdev Goswami is taking us in Braja, in Siddha Bhumika. And he is now telling of Ragatmika Chan, who has rag, spontaneous love and affection for Krishna and serving Krishna directly. Nothing to meditate, nothing to practice, nothing to cultivate. They are doing everything at spontaneously. Naturally they are serving. They are not sadhak. They are also not siddha. What they are? Associates of Krishna. by hearing them, a greed will come. That is how Vasudeva has done the Srimad Bhagavatam. We will gradually tell it. One day Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sought this mercifully. There were so many reasons, we will tell anything, any day. Now, once Krishna and Baldev are in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, Jashoda Devi. They were above too. No clothes, nothing. Having chain in their
waist.
No? And Krishna has peacock
feather
in his hair here. Mother has given. Both were so healthy, very beautiful. Krishna was somewhat blackish, but not black, like clouds, full of water, as if they are giving water. And Ram lies golden shade, very, very, like whitish something, very. There are two kinds of this color. I saw in England some reddish faces. In America some golden faces. No? Something different. Both are beautiful. No harm. But so Baldev was some white, golden color, but some whiteness. Very beautiful they were. Some gopis came, a group became in the sight of Krishna, party of Krishna, and another became in the party of one Sakhi told that, see, Krishna is more stronger than Baldev. But at once, one gopi took side part of Baldev. Baldev is more stronger than Krishna. Then half became in the party of Krishna and half became in the party of one party sold a laddu. Laddu, you know, of Raja. Laddu mixed with sugar and wheat.
Flour.
Like this. Like laddu, like villagers, not supernatural anything. Very. And she told that, if he will, Krishna will win, then I will give it to this. And other party thought, and if Krishna wins, we will give butter and misri to him. And if defeated, we will give it to Baldev. Then Krishna was thinking that I am so strong, he began to do like this. Here, like Indian pahalwans,
restless,
you know,
restless.
Are restless.
Restless.
Here also in Western countries they do like this. And they began to do like, yes, both. So they were clapping to Krishna and Baldev. And at once Krishna and Baldev began to fight themselves. It seems that Krishna is taking down Baldev. But in the halfway, Baldev did so much good trick that Krishna came down. But he didn't come down when he was like this from earth. Back again on the Baldev Prabhu. And thus wrestling, and all were seeing very wonderfully how beautiful they are fighting. At once Krishna took Baldev in his control and he again slipped and he defeated Krishna like this. And in a moment, Krishna defeated again Baldev. So anyone could not
judge
that who has won. Sometimes clapping Krishna party and sometimes clapping place. They are making pleasure of their devotees. Krishna being Supreme Personality, but yet Bhakta Vinodaya Artham Vividhak Kriya. Krishna only comes to this world only to please his bhakts. How he can please? How can he play with them? How can they defeat me? If Krishna defeats anyone, he is not so much happy. But if defeated by Sridham, Subal or anyone, he laughing and smiling and he is so pleased. And especially with gopis, when he is defeated, he becomes so happy. So he has come to this world. But he has come to Mathura. He has taken birth in Ajodhya or with Prahlad Maharaj as a Nrisimhadev, there to establish Yuga Dharma, not to enjoy all these things. This is the difference between Krishna pastime and other pastimes. Krishna always being Mugdha and also Sarvajna. We will explain further the pastimes of Krishna, especially I have told very briefly Damodar Leela in Braja. I will explain it very tomorrow, just from 6 to 7. Gaur Pramana.